From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. A Washington University study shows St. Louis residents in poor, segregated neighborhoods are at a greater risk of cancer from air contaminants. The study's lead author told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch the pollutants that conferred the greatest dangers were traffic-related. The university's other recent research details how St. Louis is plagued by inequalities. The city's stark racial divide makes it one of the most segregated in the United States and contributes to differing outcomes, including asthma rates, exposure to lead, and inadequate access to healthy food. The year 2019 was not a great year for farmers in Missouri and Illinois, and that's creating less optimistic outlooks for this year. From Rolla, Jonathan All reports.
The Missouri Farm Bureau reports its annual survey of members shows twice as many farmers are pessimistic going into this year compared to last year. A survey at Purdue University showed similar results. Jim Minter of Purdue School of Agriculture says farmers are not expecting a complete resolution to the trade war with China, but they do expect government payments to continue.
We've asked producers whether or not they think it's likely that they would receive a payment. And so about 60% of the farmers expect to see a payment on the 2020 crop in the absence of a trade agreement, I guess.
Both Purdue and the Missouri Farm Bureau surveys also show a growing number of farmers plan to retire in the next 5 years without a plan to pass the farm on to their children. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he's not convinced unregulated and untaxed video gambling terminals in the state are illegal, even as investigators in his administration work to halt them. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Parson said he's monitoring a Platte County court case that could provide legal guidance to the state's prosecutors on what constitutes a game of chance versus a game of skill. But the Missouri State Highway Patrol told a state House committee in October the machines are illegal and its investigations have resulted in dozens of criminal referrals to prosecutors. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.